The technology is called Adaptive Use Musical Instrument, or AUMI. It's a software interface that can operate on electronic devices with front-facing cameras. The camera captures physical movement that triggers sounds from bells to drums to synthesizer tones. And it enables people of all abilities, including those with little voluntary movement, to create music and participate in group improvisation. This week, the University of Kansas is hosting an international symposium that, among other things, will feature this adaptive technology. Gathering at KU this week will be leading experts, including Canadian composer, performer, and recording artist Jesse Stewart. He's leading a week-long workshop for people with disabilities. Stewart is a professor of music at Carleton University in Ottawa and founder and director of We Are All Musicians, an organization dedicated to fostering inclusive group music making.
Really, the intention behind it is the idea that music is a human right. People have the right to make music and express themselves. And so if people are denied that opportunity for any reason, to me, that's a great injustice. And so I thought, well, maybe I can create this kind of project, this kind of organization that's really devoted to being as inclusive as possible and really exploring music's capacity to bring people together across various forms of difference.
Stewart will be featured in three performances this week, including one at KU this evening. Stewart will perform a drum and percussion concert in a duet with the sounds of the Audio Reader Sensory Garden. And while Stewart is a professional musician, his main goal is helping non-musicians express themselves through music and sound. People like Melissa Monroe.
I had a car accident. I have a spinal cord injury. It's incomplete, so I have some sensation. I don't have control over my legs, and so I use a wheelchair to get around. Probably my biggest disability is not the fact I'm in a wheelchair. It's the fact that I am terrible at making music. Right. So, and that's like the thing with the AUMI. It's not really just about like physical disability. It's about musical ability too. Like, you can be totally able-bodied and you could go play an instrument, but you have no talent. But with the AUMI and the sense of improvisation and play, you're making music.
Music and art aren't just for musicians and artists, they're for all of us. And technology like the Adaptive Use Musical Instrument is making it possible for everyone to tap into their inner creativity. The KU Symposium on Saturday, August 12th, and the concert series are made possible through a $35,000 National Endowment for the Arts grant in cooperation with KU, Lawrence Public Library, Independence Inc., and the Hall Center for the Humanities. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Nick Carswell.